all this media.
I know, right? You know, I'm excited to be playing. I mean, that's the bottom line of everything. And I'm glad last week went well. It was a good win for us on the road, but you know, we got a division opponent coming in, and we need another good week of practice and get ready to play. So, you know, obviously, I'm excited to be in there, and we'll see if we can get another win this weekend.
Is this your team?
I don't know if it is yet, but I really plan on making it mine. You know, I'm excited about being part of what I think can be a good year, and you know, I think we've got a good bunch of guys, and we get guys that work hard, and when you have that, you have a chance to be successful on Sunday, and that's going to be my approach. You know, is just prepare as well as I can each week, and trying to have good practices and get the mental part of it down, and have fun on Sunday.
Are you more at ease now that Jeff has said you're the guy to rest away, or is that add the pressure a little bit? It says you're the guy as long as you guys are winning.
The key is, as long as we're winning, you know. I mean, that's great. You know, I mean, that's all I think a player can ask for. And in my situation, having been on the bench for a little while, you know, I'm really excited about the chance to play. And so I'm not looking too far ahead in the future, what's going to happen. I'm trying to take each day with the attitude that I'm going to get better. And I'm going to do everything I can to prepare and play well on Sunday. And I feel like if I do that and keep that approach day in and day out, then everything will take care of itself.
You're talking about making this your team. What are the things you think you have to do to kind of make this your team?
Well, I think, first of all, winning. I mean, that's obviously the most important thing. But I think, second of all, showing them what kind of leader I'm going to be, showing them what my preparation is going to be like, and the approach that I'm going to take when Sunday rolls around. But ultimately, I think you have to have guys believe in you, and I feel like I've got support in this locker room, and I appreciate that. But those kind of things develop with time and with games, and guys seeing how you play and how you react and how you work. So it's a day-to-day process, but the process takes shape over time.
Is it easier to do that? I mean, can you be more assertive? Once you know you're the guy, you're the starter, can you be a little bit more assertive and easier to kind of take that approach compared to maybe when you were questionable at number two?
Absolutely. Knowing that I'm going to be the starter, I'm going to be in there week in and week out, makes it a lot easier for me to do more leadership things. I mean, honestly, you know, as a backup, I mean, I think there's still a leadership role to be had, but obviously it's different when you're in there day in and day out, and when you know you're going to be in there game in and game out. So, like I said, I'm just going to keep trying to take a good approach during the week, work hard, and hopefully things can take care of themselves on Sunday.
How important that Jeff went ahead and squelched any potential for a quarterback controversy and just said this is the route we're going to go?
Well, it certainly put my mind at ease, and I'm not one of those guys who looks too far into the future, but you know, it just puts anything to rest about what's going to happen, you know. So but like you said, as long as we're winning and everything's going okay, I'll be in there. So you know, I'm just going to try and make sure that like I said, I get prepared to play and get ready to play on Sunday and hopefully win some ball games.
Terry, back to Jeff's statement, he said, as long as you're winning, let's say you lose Sunday and he decides that we better put Vince in there, you going to be upset?
Let's worry about that when the time comes.
Terry,
we're getting into supposeds and speculation.
You and Vince have always been fans of each other. Mm-hmm. He's always said the nice things about you, all you've taught him. You've said the right things too. Right. Does this create a wedge?
I hope it doesn't. I hope it's nothing personal. I mean, I don't think there should be. I've been in a situation. I've been on the other side of it, and I know that you know, I never held anything personally, and I don't think Vince will. I mean, I think we've got a strong enough relationship where that's not going to be the case. You know, I'm sure he's disappointed, but like I said, I've been on the other end of it too, and I know how it feels, and it's not easy, but. It's something you got to move on and make the best of it.
How's he been? What's his approach been like, I guess, since Monday?
I think it's been okay. It'd be fair to assume he's disappointed. I mean, I haven't talked to him. I can't say I know exactly, his state of mind. I mean, I haven't talked to him that much, but, I think he'll be supportive. I expect him to be supportive, and I got every reason to think he will.
Kerry, how much do you look forward to a day where there's not 60-mile-an-hour wind and you can really let things fly?
Yeah, that was certainly an interesting game. Interesting weather conditions, but I thought we handled it well. Some teams will let it be a distraction, but we found a way to not only get through it, but to make plays and win a game. So hopefully we won't have too many more of those.
How much more can you open things up on Sunday, perhaps?
Well, obviously the weather conditions being as extreme as they were, it limited some of the things we can do. But, I expect us to have a full game plan going into this weekend. And like I said, we're just trying to get ready to play.
Are the coaches pretty receptive to you with your input in the game plan and, seeing things that you like or maybe don't like?
Yeah, Dinger's really good about it. He's good about asking me if I like things, if I don't like things. And, some things I'll say, hey, we're running it, and learn to like it, but he's real good about it, and I feel like we have a good relationship. We're able to talk about those kind of things. So, we'll keep talking about it, and keep working through it, I feel like I'll be ready to play on Sunday, and I think Daniel will have a lot to do with that.
Gary, as you go from
you lost some weight quicker you were last year, but with that said, you think teams come after you more than maybe Vince in the pocket? I mean, do you notice a change when you're in there as opposed to him?
I would say that teams probably will come after me a little bit more, by the nature of I'm not a huge threat, obviously, running the ball. On the flip side, that opens up some holes at times, and you get more man-to-man coverage, and I think there's a fine line in there that teams play, and teams are going to blitz you. It's just part of it. You just got to be prepared for anything, in certain situations, I'm sure they pin their ears back a little bit more.
You're pretty confident about this line, though, man. You feel like you got a good group of enemies.
Absolutely. I think we've got a great offensive line, good leadership, smart bunch of guys, obviously well coached. So I've got full confidence in them that they're going to do their job.